Over the years, I've noticed that the best photographers often pay very close attention to the edges and corners of their photographs, far more than the amateur or the beginner does. It's such a powerful lesson that I've developed this habit by simply copying what they do over the years. And I'm amazed at how often, left to my own devices, left to natural seeing, that I focus my attention in the middle of the composition, or in the middle-ish areas, and sort of ignore the edges and the corners. It's a mistake I try to eliminate as often as I can, and consciously pay attention to the edges and corners. Shots clearly does that. Quite simply, the edges and the corners are incredibly powerful areas of the composition. Edges and corners are places where great tension can build. Look at the very upper right-hand corner of this image by Howard Schatz, where the dancer's hand and garment come very close to touching the edge of the frame. If they did, and her hand were cut off or her garment were cut off, we'd probably say it's a mistake. But by cropping the image so successfully this way, with her hand in the very corner, it creates power and tension and balance, and it's just perfectly done. We're often amazed when we review submissions here at Lenswork how oftentimes the photographer will miss something in the corner or the edges because they're paying attention to other areas of the photograph and skipping those all-important, powerful points of transition between the edge of the photograph and the paper beyond. I think it's an excellent habit to develop for all photographers, not only in the field when you're composing your images, but particularly back in the darkroom or in Photoshop when you're finishing your images, to pay very close attention to the corners and edges. Do creative cloning, darkening, lightening, cropping, positioning, whatever you have to do to make those corners work, because it's such a natural asset to build strength and tension in an image. It would be a shame not to use it.